بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, previously we had mentioned that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded to tell the Quraysh that he was nothing more than a Nabi of Allah, messenger of Allah. He did not have knowledge of the unseen, thereby being able to predict the future. He was not in control of the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was unable to send sustenance to the people. And he was not an angel. He had human tendencies. He would eat, drink, sleep, etc. In other words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded to negate divinity from himself. And here in today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now clarifies and emphasizes that true knowledge of the unseen, true power, true control belongs only and solely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُ. Allah says, and with Him lies the keys of the unseen. None has knowledge of it besides Him. What is meant by the keys of the unseen? Here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains this in one hadith, where he said, مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ خَمْسٌ لَا يَعْلَمُهُنَّ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The keys of the unseen are five, and nobody has knowledge of it besides Allah. And thereafter he went on to explain that what are the five keys of the unseen, or the five things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has exclusive knowledge of. No human being shares with Allah in this knowledge. So Nabi alayhi salam recited the last few verses of Surah Luqman, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala details these five things, that إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. The first is the knowledge of Qiyamah. When will Qiyamah take place? This is in the exclusive knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ. Allah is the one who sends down rain. In other words, Allah knows exactly when, where, what amount of rain will fall. And although insan may be able to predict or forecast the rainfall, but this is nothing more than a prediction. It is not 100%. And here also ulama explain is that while insan may be able to forecast the amount of rain or the extent of rain, but whether that rain will be beneficial, whether it will irrigate the land, or whether it will be harmful, cause the crops to die, etc., this is contained exclusively within the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thirdly, وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. Allah knows what is contained within the wombs of every mother. So here also, although doctors may be able to tell the gender of the child, perhaps any defects that the child may be born with, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows beyond that. Allah knows the taqdeer, the future of that child, whether the child will be obedient, disobedient, the lifespan of that child, the sustenance of the child. So this also is exclusively within the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fourthly, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا. That no person knows what it will earn tomorrow. In other words, your sustenance, or what will happen to you tomorrow as far as your health is concerned, as far as your wealth is concerned, your security is concerned. This also is within the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. No person knows where his death will befall him. In other words, where will he be when Malakul Maut will come and his life will end. So these are five things which are exclusively within the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, amongst other things. So this is clarified in this verse. Then Allah goes on to say, وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. And He knows what is contained within the land and the sea. To this extent, وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِن وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. That no leaf falls except that He is aware of it. وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. Nor is there any grain that is contained within the darknesses of the earth. وَلَا رَتْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ. Nor is there anything fresh or moist, nor anything dry, إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ, except that it is contained within a clear book. In other words, in the اللوح المحفوظ, which is the protected tablet, which is contained within the heavens, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has recorded the knowledge of each and everything till the day of Qiyamah. What is the point in this verse, Mufassirin explain, is if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has such detailed knowledge and is aware of those things which are lifeless in this world, then we can imagine what is the extent of Allah's knowledge regarding you and I, regarding His creation that has life, insan who is going to be accountable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge encompasses every last detail of our lives. And then, what is the message that we should take from here? وهو الذي يتوفاكم بالليل ويعلم ما جرحتم بالنهار ثم يبعثكم فيه ليقضى أجل مسمى. Allah then says, He is the one who takes away your soul by night, and He knows whatever you earn during the day. Then He resurrects you during the day, as though Allah is bringing you back to life within the day. لِيُقْضَى أَجَلٌ مُسَمَّى, so that a specified term may be complete. What is meant by this? So here also, ulama explain that when a person goes to sleep at night, then the soul is taken away from the body. Of course, it is not completely removed. A person still has life. When a person passes away, the soul is taken away completely. But here the soul is removed from the body, although it maintains a link and a connection with the body. And Allah then sends that soul back into the body of a person when it is time for him to wake up. So what is Allah telling us? That He is in complete control of our lives. In another verse, Allah says, Allahu yatawaffal anfus hina mawtiha, that when a person passes away, Allah takes away his soul. Wallati lam tamut fi manamiha, and that person who doesn't pass away and he merely goes to sleep, then there also Allah takes away his soul. Fayumsiku allati qada 'alayha al-maut, those souls that Allah decrees their death for, then Allah will keep those souls by him. وَيُرْسِلُ الْأُخْرَى, and the others Allah will send back into the body, so that that person can then wake up and continue another day of his life. But the message is loud and clear that Allah is in complete control of our lives. He has knowledge about everything. He is the one who controls our living, our dying. ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ, then your return will be to him. ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, and then he will inform you of that which you used to do. This is the culmination. This is the end point of everything, is that we will have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is in control while we are living in this world. Allah has knowledge of everything that we do, and our return will be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will inform us of all our deeds, and then we will have to give account for everything we did in the court of Allah. Allah give us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.